I think we are ready for Barktoberfest. Oh,
dog. Before I do that, Oktoberfest.
Yeah, I need to
rebranding.
I need to thank Edward Lohr.
Yeah,
nice tour player for being out here today. In
slumming.
Craigstead. Did good. Nice job, Ed.
Always a
word.
Pleasure.
Ed,
thank you.
Word. Got to use the word.
That's right.
Okay, and then, yes, we have rebranded Oktoberfest, or Barktoberfest.
So it's Dogtoberfest.
I like Dogtoberfest.
It's a little more telegraphic.
It is, I'm sorry.
Because, you know, I guess other things could bark, but if you say Dogtoberfest, there's no
wives.
Mistaking that it's for dogs.
Yeah, wives bark. You know that. Have you seen Gone Girl yet? Or Girl Gone? Or
Gone Girl. Whatever. No, I have not. Good?
It hurts good. I might want to see that tonight. I'm looking for a new movie to go back.
David Fincher, right?
Yeah.
He does good stuff.
Yeah, I heard that is good. So I might have to check that out tonight. Hey, real quick, I got a list. Want a list?
I would love a list, because I'm a human, and humans love lists.
Care to guess? Everybody can pipe in. Care to guess what the top five most common sandwich items are?
Turkey.
Put between two pieces of bread, what would be number one?
Turkey.
Turkey is number 10.
What?
Yeah.
Can't
look.
Peanut butter and jelly?
Peanut butter is number 9.
Oh, we're splitting up the
And jelly
elements.
Is way down the list. Yes.
So peanut butter is number what?
Number 9.
Huh. All right. How about cheese?
What about eggs? Cheese is number 7, and that's processed or American only.
All right.
Wiener.
That doesn't really fit in a piece of bread, unless you're too white trash to buy hot dog buns, and you just put a wiener in slice of white bread.
16 is beef frankfurter or hot dog. Be 16.
All right, how about ham?
Ham.
Ham would be number 7. There's only one type of ham I like, and that would be the spiral cut.
Oh.
Everything else just looks a little too
roast beef?
Gangrene-y. Roast beef. Not on the list.
Wow. Good answer, Edward. Chicken. Let's go with chicken.
Let's go with chicken.
Chicken would be right next to peanut butter.
Golly.
What
are people eating these
There's
days?
Nothing else.
You gotta
what
think.
Else
this
do
is
you put on a sandwich?
Think about it.
Lettuce? Tomatoes?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, you're talking like
I said everything.
Included.
No, I said everything. What do you put on a sandwich?
Mustard?
Lettuce would be number 1.
Lettuce is number 1.
Which I'm surprised by that, because kids usually don't like lettuce on sandwiches, right?
All right, how about tomato?
3.
How about mayonnaise?
Number 2.
How about mustard?
Mustard.
4.
See, these are all common denominator in all of your different meat sandwiches.
Okay, this next condiment to me is way high.
What about
I would never
bread?
Think about it.
Yes,
ketchup?
Another piece of bread
ketchup.
On your bread.
You know, your kids must be out of there. My kids
ketchup.
Eat ketchup on everything.
Number
Yuck.
5. Ugh.
Ketchup.
The only thing I put ketchup on is meatloaf sandwich.
What about a hamburger?
I would do that too.
Okay
a hamburger patty.
No, I'm saying you don't put ketchup on a hamburger.
I do.
That's the only time to use ketchup.
Yeah.
Meatloaf or hamburger?
Right.
Okay, it's the very bottom.
Bottom.
Pork bacon.
Underrated.
That's very underrated. Bacon might be the perfect condiment.
Amen.
Right?
It goes with everything.
Yeah. Whole fried egg.
Mm.
Second to last.
Mm. It's kind of gaining popularity. Ask George, he would tell you.
So, have we gotten everything? Just go 10 to 1 real quick. Recap.
What about salmon?
Yeah, I don't think so, George.
Okay, 10 to 1. Natural cheddar, American cheese. Chicken or turkey loaf? Not digging the loaf.
Loaf.
Peanut butter. Processed cheddar, American cheese. Sliced ham, tomato ketchup, mustard, tomato, mayonnaise, lettuce.
I got all right, what kind of sandwiches are we talking about here? All sandwiches
Anything,
ever made.
All sandwiches.
Just talking about condiments, huh?
Well, no, everything.
We're isolating individual elements of a sandwich.
Of a sandwich.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. And so lettuce is the most common, the most used on every sandwich ever.
That surprises me.
Okay, I see that.
And you know where? I don't see butter.
That's Mike, by the way. Everyone knows Mike.
Hi, Mike Reiner.
Hi, Booby.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I peachy. Say hi to Edward Lohr. He knows Kirby.
Ed.
Hey, Mike.
Edward.
How's
it going? He prefers Edward.
I'm sorry.
He prefers Edward. You don't know him that well.
It's okay, Mike. Sorry,
yeah, let's not be too familiar with our fill-in host.
Okay, I'm sorry I violated weekend protocol, I guess, there.
It's okay, Mike. I was actually on air with you last year from the U.S. Open.
I remember it, Edward.
Thank you.
But I thought we called you Ed then.
You probably did. I'm sure Corby
probably
did.
Probably didn't get the memo.
Yeah, I guess not.
So in the spirit of Doctoberfest.
I think I get them, but I just don't pay attention to them.
That's right.
Or Bartoberfest. Mike, have you replaced Digger yet?
No, I'm not.
I don't know if he's over it yet.
No thoughts of doing it?
No, my idea these days, Rick, is to decrease the number of living things that I'm around on a day-to-day basis.
Or that depend on you?
Yes.
That's the key, right?
You don't need to have a reason to go home.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the idea. I mean, that's
a horrible theory.
Did you buy Digger as a puppy, or was it a rescue?
No, no. She was about 3 weeks old when we got her, I think.
Well, that's really young.
Yeah.
That's like almost like
we had her for
a fetus dog.
Puppy farm?
A puppy farm.
She was like
some
out of
form
a mold.
Of puppy.
Right.
Okay. And Digger was... She embraced the earth for how long?
She embraced this mortal coil for 14 years, I believe.
Pretty damn good.
That's a good run.
You know what?
It is a good run.
You know what? Digger won.
Digger did win.
My dog's coming up on 12.
The bigger they are, though, the shorter they live.
Right.
And I've read up on it because I might want to get a rescue to replace our recently deceased Golden because our other dog is bored to tears. So,
I'm just chewing hot spots nonstop.
Yeah, just you know, because when we get home at night, we're tired, and she wants to play, and we need another dog to take the anus off us, you know. So I'm looking at all these different breeds, and I see the worst breed you could possibly get is a bulldog, because they're retarded. No, they can't handle anything over 70 degrees.
Oh yeah,
in this state.
Yeah, they just start. Yeah,
the French bulldog seems to be gaining popularity.
Yeah, and the other thing, the boxer does well because it kind of looks like a bulldog without all the
issues. I would recommend that. That's what we have. Awesome dogs.
They say bulldogs last 7 years, you've won.
Yeah.
That's too
short-nosed dogs have a shorter life.
7 years is about perfect for a dog. Get tired of it. Yeah.
Jeez.
I'm so ready for my dog to die.
Is that the promotional slogan for Bartober?
You are at Dogtoberfest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That is
come
not
to Dogtoberfest, where 7 years is about right for a dog.
Remember that movie Logan's Run, where at the age of 30, they just jumped off a cliff into a firing inferno? And
they should have made that reality.
Mike, as I'm creeping ever closer to 60, I'm beginning to come to your side.
That we just have a mass extermination?
Yeah, because after that, man, the quality of life, I'm not so sure.
Wasn't Justin Timberlake in some movie like that?
It was Time.
Like you had you had a wristband or like a chip in your arm.
Yeah, yeah.
X amount of time left, but you could earn more time.
You could buy more time. Like Mike Reiner could buy like an extra 20 years.
You could totally afford as much time
riches.
As you wanted.
Yeah.
Just do more live spots.
Yeah. I'm not sure I want it though.
I don't think I'd want to outlive everybody.
In control of when I check out.
You want control of your functions?
Kevorkian style?
Yeah. Euthanasia.
There is a point. Quality of life is
Amen.
Key.
Yes.
Living long doesn't quite matter anymore.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And when I've totally lost my usefulness and I'm just not into it anymore, then we're going to get that situation in hand.
So you're going to pick your method? Have you already done that in your will?
No, I haven't really determined it yet, but I'm sure if I go knocking around Silk Road, I can find something.
or deep internet.
Yeah.
I think you should have a contest, Mike.
Yeah,
or maybe
you could do it at Ticket Stub.
Yeah,
maybe
we contest.
Can. A P1 could pull the trigger.
I'd be game for that. We probably should bring Ross Ulbricht in to act as a consultant on this and tell me what the popular methods for that type of thing on Silk Road were or are.
I bet you Davey could Google it. He probably checks around those sites all the time.
I think that's more of a Jake thing.
Demise.com.
It's more of a millennial task to find hitmen on the deep internet.
Right.
I don't think... Okay, I wouldn't want drowning. I wouldn't want burn.
Quick and painless.
So you don't want to swim out into the ocean until you get tired?
No, I don't think I'm going to do that.
That's a beating. Plus, you have to swim. That would be a beating. And I heard drowning is actually extremely painful.
Yeah, because your survival instinct kicks in.
Yeah, you fight it.
Yeah, so yeah.
That when they found Wilt Chamberlain, he had a smile on his face.
He always had a smile on his face.
He had 20,000 smiles.
And that's what I want, too.
Is that what you want to be? You just want to collapse right on top of her?
Well, I mean, I don't want to go in the act or anything like that.
Yeah, you don't want to be found that way.
No.
You want to be all cleaned up with your arms crossed and quarters over your eyes.
Right.
That was the winning P1 suggestion. Am I collapsing on some nubile young lady?
On the ticket? There doesn't need to be a second party in this either.
Yeah, you just need to. I think.
And a big old jug of wine.
I think just a overflowing syringe of heroin.
That sounds like a pretty good idea.
Because, you know, it's like looking into the face of God, and then you die.
Yeah. Huh. That sounds like
a
plan to me.
First, too. Kind of ramp up.
You think you need to ramp up?
Nah, you can probably do it just once and get it right. I don't think a big ramp up is necessary here.
Just 2&A style.
Did you hear the story yesterday? I think Gordon was telling it about a mortuary director who was going to. Let me see. So this family was at a gravesite, and they were at, I think it was his son's grave or something like that, and they waited a little bit longer after the service ended.
They heard the noise,
and they heard screams from the coffin 6 feet below.
Did they get him in time?
And they rush and get. They rush and get some helpers. They bring the helpers and the goat back over to the gravesite. And the screams are getting louder and louder. They dig up this gravesite, open up the casket. It was the funeral director's wife who he was hiding in the casket to hopefully offer because he didn't want to do divorce or anything like that, and he stashed the real body that was supposed to be in the casket off to the side somewhere at the.
So he drugged her. She was like passed out, and he was hoping that
drugged her.
Everybody would be gone by the time she woke up in the coffin.
Yes, and
that didn't
the
work
only
out
reason
for him,
that
huh?
the fact that the fact the family was still lingering around to pay their last respects, and they heard that. Could you imagine being her?
Wow.
I think I would ask for a divorce.
I don't want that on my list, Mike.
That's out.
That's
grounds
for divorce,
Mike,
being buried alive.
I'm not into that, for sure.
All right, we're balls late, guys.
Balls.
Oh, okay. I don't want to be
balls
late.
We appreciate the mix, and we appreciate Mike being here so early, because I have teased on Twitter, and I fully expect to deliver on this tease, that today we will have a rant reunion with both Gordon and Corby on these very airwaves. We'll see if they show up.
Dogs will be very happy.
Ooh. Must be a big deal for Mike to violate his anti-ticket weekend
I know.
Strategy.
I think he felt sorry for me.
Well, as long as I was here, what the hell? Why not?
Yeah, so we will set the scene. We are at Dogtoberfest from Coyote Drive-In in Fort Worth. So we'll let you know how to get here and all the crap that's going on. And hopefully introduce Gordon and Corby next on The Ticket.
Look alive, bitches. It's showtime.
Did you hear how you were born? Two boxcars crashed together and you popped out of the hobo's butt.
Yeah.
play this somehow.
Did we?
Oh, we played this at the top of this second hour.
That was a Teenage Fan Club song. It's similar.
Oh.
Similar groove, but this is Morrissey. This is Gordon, by the way.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dave. Danny is off this week because he's cutting a record with Calhoun.
I still haven't seen that band.
They are a good band, strong, and they are they're holed up in New Mexico or something, writing a hot record.
Well, good
so
for
he,
them.
So he is not here today, but Gordon is.
You bet.
As well as all of Ticket Proper, and also Cirque du Soleil later on. We are at Dogtoberfest, which is at Coyote Drive-In. It's brought to you by Corona Light, also presented by Pawtree Custom Dog Nutrition. And if you don't know where Coyote Drive-In is, just north of downtown Fort Worth, before you get to LaGrave Field. It's off Commerce. I believe you turn on 4th Street.
4th, that's correct. Northeast 4th Street.
And this place, I've never been here before. This place is awesome.
And I haven't been here either. You and I must have missed last Dogtoberfest.
Yeah, evidently this is where it was last year, but I wasn't here last year.
And I don't know why I wasn't here either, because I don't remember this. This is great. I didn't know that the... I got to tell you, I was unfamiliar with Coyote Drive-In. This is a first-rate joint.
Yeah, so this is probably my, my personal prejudice or the way I choose to describe things. Anytime there's a really cool, like, rustic outdoor space, it feels like Austin to me.
Yeah.
And this is a very Austin-type place. You've got three drive-in movie screens, and I guess like they transmit the audio over like FM signal, so you can just tune in your car. They've got a huge pavilion, which is where we're set up, that has a concession stand, which is open, and picnic tables. They have a little
they got the kitschy kind of 50s retro looking chairs,
yeah, like the iron chairs and wooden picnic benches. And then also a little kids area where they can climb around on fake rocks.
So how many drive-ins are there in the Metroplex?
I have no idea.
This is awesome. I wonder if they're showing movies here tonight. I may come back tonight and watch something.
I bet they will. First-run movies. I saw they have posters over there for, like, Interstellar. When that comes out, that's going to be here.
Now, I know Mike's going to join us later, but I'm going to invite him on now.
Oh, okay.
Because, Mike, you know, you kind of grew up and there still were drive-ins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And did you ever...
And they went away. By the time I was a kid, I don't really remember them, or maybe we just didn't go to them.
I saw the original Star Wars at a drive-in.
Did you really?
That. Yeah.
To me, they're just really magical. I've never experienced one, but they seem magical.
Well, back in the day, I mean, when we were kids, and maybe you went and you don't remember, but, you know, if you're, one of our neighbors had a station wagon.
Yeah.
So you just... park backwards, you know, you back right. into the spot and you lower the tailgate and you lay sleeping bags or blankets in the back of the station wagon.
Yeah.
Awesome.
God, this is cool. Awesome. So did you go to drive-ins when you were a kid?
Yeah, but I was beaten down by the drive-in.
Were you?
Yes.
Were you one of the kids that snuck in the trunk of the Rambler?
No. Nah, there was never that many that you had to sneak them in the trunk of the Rambler. But they were a beating, man. You go in there and you park up next to the post. You get the speaker. You put it in the car. It sounded like ass, and it was just awful.
But now you can use your kick-ass stereo in your car.
Yeah, now it's probably a much, much better experience out here at the lovely Coyote. And this is such a wonderful area. You're right, Davey. This is very Austin-like.
Man, Fort Worth is so... badass.
It really is.
My brother lives over here now, and so whenever I come over and we visit, we always eat at that, I think it's called the Woodshed Smokehouse that overlooks the Trinity over there by Colonial, right there.
I haven't been there.
It's a lot like this. It's a lot like that Austin feel. It's that big outdoor patio overlooking the river. And it's every time I come over to Fort Worth, I'm impressed by something new.
Yeah, because there's always something new.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mike, did you ever seal the deal? What's the furthest base you ever achieved at a drive-in?
I never was terribly active
during your drive-in days.
Yeah, because that meant that you had to get either a girl or a guy.
Oh my!
To head down that road with you.
Did you ever get any hand during a movie at all?
No. Now, that was something I was...
Under the shirt?
Completely un... No.
Cupping?
The whole thing was beyond my capabilities back when drive-ins were around.
You were a later bloomer. You became...
Yeah, I was.
You became active in
Once you got into bands, that's when the skirts really started lifting up.
I was in bands in high school, and I was the only guy who was in bands that didn't get many girls.
I was kind of the same way, I think. It seemed like I always had a steady...
Right.
I think that's what kids called it then.
Yeah, you were going steady with somebody.
I was going steady with someone. I swear, I just had a series of...
Now kids just hand out beiges like candy.
I know. Hey, the sexual liberation of the woman has been the greatest thing for men ever.
Yes.
And Snapchat.
You know, I don't do Snapchat, and I don't do Tinder.
I don't do it. I don't do Snapchat, but that's what the kids do.
All right, what's Snapchat?
It's a texting app that deletes the text after it's been viewed. So that's
Is that the thing where it goes away like in 5 seconds or whatever?
Self-destruct.
Yeah.
It's a little Mission Impossible.
Yeah. So that's how all the little teen girls...
Is that a Cuban thing?
No, he has Cyberdust, which is very similar.
Yeah, it's similar, but yeah. Okay. That's how all the teenage girls send nude selfies to the boys that they're trying to corral.
Yeah, that would have been great back in the day, but
no
not
kidding.
There's never been a better time for males than right now.
Except when you're washed up and you've had it.
Are you talking about yourself, or are you looking at me and Mike over here?
More myself.
I think Mike's in his sexual prime.
No, I don't think so, Gordon.
Oh, no.
Mike's having a renaissance.
Man, yeah. Mike's living the life. Bands. I've never known a guy who's been on more of a victory lap of life than Mike.
Right.
I mean, he's got this kick-ass job. He's got a band.
He's peaking in his 60s.
Does whatever he wants. Probably makes more money than he could possibly spend. I mean, this is amazing. You are living the life that most people dream of.
Times are good.
Times are very good
times
for Mike
are good,
Reiner.
I must say. It does not suck to be me.
Well, times are great at Dogtoberfest.
They sure are.
Let's contrast that with Dave now.
Yeah. Well, coming up next, we will contrast Mike's victory lap with my slow twist down the drain live from Dogtoberfest. Reunion. Gordon Keith, Corby not here, but Mike more than capably filling his seat. I'm Dave. Danny is not here, but Danny is represented by the rant theme. That's when he was Danny in Lake Highlands that he did that, remember?
Yep. Some say he peaked.
He did peak.
But I would say he peaked.
He's out of town. Before we get into some content, let me do some house cleaning because Dogtoberfest is going on right now, and it's going on until 2. Brought to you by Corona Light and Coyote Drive-In, also presented by Pawtree Custom Dog Nutrition. Coyote Drive-In is just north of downtown Fort Worth, off of Commerce Street. Just plug it into your Google Maps. And also, as we're all thinking about and holding a good thought for Corona in our hearts, join Sean Bass and the ticket for an ice-cold Corona Light draft in the Town of the Cow at the Houston Street Bar in downtown Fort Worth on Tuesday from 5 to 6. That's at 902 Houston Street, Corona and Sean Bass.
And where's Corby? He's so sorry for not showing up.
He even brought him a dog.
He stole one of those.
I did show up.
I almost brought my coyote.
Oh, I was told by Kat to promote two things, most importantly. One, behind the ticket promo tent, there is an off-leash area. So if you want to bring your dog and just let him
dump him,
run off some energy.
This is actually a good place to dump your dog.
Yeah.
Just leave him.
Yeah, because, yeah, there's a lot of people here that like dogs.
There's rescue organizations that will just take them in.
You know, the weirdest thing is I was driving up here on, I guess it was on Commerce, or maybe it was 4th. And
look at you.
Yeah, I know. Who, what?
No, you.
Is she good looking over there?
No, I meant you.
Oh. That's a big white dog. What is that thing? White! Anyway, but there were like three dingoes or something that were in an abandoned parking lot looking towards Dogtoberfest.
Like wondering,
yeah, they were
get in there.
They were like the orphans, you know, who were jealous. It was very weird. They looked like little scroungy, mangy German Shepherd-y looking things.
Yeah, coyotes, I'll bet you.
They may have been.
Yeah, they saw the sign for coyote driving. They're like, well, we don't have a car. But
that's a three-legged dog right there.
Oh, poor puppy dog.
Maybe they were coy wolves.
My dog has four legs.
Scoreboard.
Huh.
Yeah. And the other thing that I need to promote is if you have an affinity for the Chihuahua, at 1 o'clock is the...
We're going to roast them?
No, yeah, we're putting them on a spit. No, we're going
to
have the...
Why do you have to always put an apple in their mouth?
It adds flavor.
Oh.
Like the flavor goes down their throat and into their innards.
I think that's just the last bit of Pulp Fiction thing you do to them before you kill them.
Right, it's a ritual.
Strap an apple in their mouth.
If you're out of ball gags, just use an apple. At 1 o'clock, the running of the Chihuahuas. I think there's going to be 50 Chihuahuas in a race that's sure to be complete chaos.
God, that'll be nuts.
Son of a dog.
Do they know how to run? I mean, like, I don't understand how you do it. You put a number on them and then you just fire a gun?
I guess.
Yeah, you shoot into the middle of the pack and watch them scatter like billiard balls.
I think you probably, like, your best method is if you have, like, a significant other. Like, one is at one end of the track holding the dog, and then
right.
The other is with treats at the finish line.
Do you remember
jar of peanut butter at the end?
Dan McDowell's at the end of the race.
Just slathered.
Yeah. So the dog race that we had.
Lone Star.
I wish we would do that again. That was so cool.
But meanwhile, Coyote Drive-In.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
We did that. I got on one end, and then Julie got on the other end with treats, or maybe I had the treats. But
with
we
peanut butter?
Yeah, I was lathered in peanut butter. But that's how we got Jordan.
Your peanut butter wand just flapping.
God rest her soul.
Which one is this one?
This is Mabel.
I don't remember this one.
Yeah, she's
new. This is the new one.
She's
right?
She's a new rescue.
You had Lola and
Buddy.
Buddy.
And Lola and just
Jordan.
Passed.
Jordan.
Right?
Yeah. I remember Lola and Jordan. I don't remember Buddy.
Yeah, Buddy's relatively new as well.
Oh.
Lola just died.
So you've killed two dogs.
Yeah. Yes.
You've killed two dogs and you have two more that you're going to kill?
Yes. I'm going to let them live.
Didn't you let my dog out one time? Did he escape?
Yeah.
Corby was supposed to be watching my dog. We were out of town. And he let it out, and it was gone for like 2 weeks.
No, well,
Corby only recaptured right before we came back from Europe or something.
More like about 2 minutes, but 2 weeks. I can see how you can confuse those two.
Everything he touches, he either kills or they get away.
Mm-hmm.
No, what happened was, is your stupid cat. Yeah. I was under like strict orders: do not let the cat out.
Yeah,
and so I opened the door. And it was right when I was getting ready to hit the alarm code, too, and the cat just zoomed out. So I turn around and start chasing the cat. Meanwhile, the dumb dog runs out, too, and I forgot about the alarm.
Yeah.
And then the alarm went off.
That's right.
So you got a call in, like, Zurich from whatever.
Someone's breaking into your house.
Yeah. And you call me, and you're like, Corby, is everything okay? And I'm like, the cat's out, and the dog's out, and I'm in the middle of Belmont. I don't know what's going on.
You know, that was at the time when you didn't have cell phones that could call back home. So you had to go to a tobacconist and get one of those international phone cards to even call back. What a beating that
was. How
did
you get the alert? Like an email alert?
Yeah. No, I think we got a call at the hotel.
Oh, okay.
What's a tobacconist?
Oh, just like a little kiosk shop that sells cigarettes and magazines.
Oh, okay,
Holy crap, the cops are here.
Uh-oh. I'm holding.
Too.
Give it to Corby's kid.
Yeah, give it to Van.
They'll never check Van.
You know, and that cat and that dog are still alive. Barely, but they're still alive.
Jake is?
They're both on
Jake
respirators.
Is still alive.
How's Jake?
He's got to be. Well, we estimated he was about 2 when we got him, and that was. He must be 16 or 17 now.
Wow.
Yeah. But and he's got arthritis so bad he can't hardly walk.
What was the dog that looked like Jake?
Maggie?
Yeah.
Yeah, our friend Lee took Maggie.
Yeah. Yeah. Looked just like Jake.
Uh-huh. Sure enough, and that cat is still alive. He's another one that I found out in the wood pile.
And is that one roaming around now, or is it still inside the whole time?
He's inside the whole time. But, you know, he was diagnosed with cancer like 5 or 6 years ago and given 6 months to live. And he's still going as strong as ever.
Yeah.
So the chemo's working?
Well, I don't know. I don't even think they gave him chemo. They just removed the lump, and then he's still kicking.
We had friends that had a cat that was probably about 10 or 12 years old, and he was deaf. Like, you know, throughout the course of time, they figured out that the cat was deaf. So they take him in for his annual checkup, and the vet's looking at him. Or I guess it had been a couple years since they'd taken him to the vet. So they take him, and they're like, you know, any issues? And they're like, well, he's deaf. And so the vet starts kind of screwing around with him a little bit. He goes, no, he's not deaf. And they're like, well, how do you know? He goes, well, I know he's blind, but he's not deaf. They're like, he's blind? They had no idea their cat was totally blind. But he's still with the cats are so smart.
Yeah, they got the sense of smell.
It's so, yeah, it's so intuitive. And that cat could find its way around anything. But, yeah, they were like, oh, yeah, he's blind. We do that.
You know,
how could you tell if a cat was deaf? I mean, they do their own thing anyway. They don't
you put on a book on tape and see if he pays attention.
Right.
Sounds like they listen to you.
Yeah, I got to tell you, though, I'm kind of looking forward to a house that's pet-free.
You know what? We thought that, but I just figure it's never going to happen. It's just not.
Not with your wife.
No, just animals find us. We don't seek them out. You know, uh-huh. I'm not going to someplace to buy a $500 dog or whatever. They just kind of end up in the house.
My dog is now on thyroid medication, omega-3 for his...
He gets more health care than you do.
With his omega-3 for his coat and some anti-inflammatory for his arthritic hip.
Well, you sign him up for benefits and claim him as a dependent?
I should.
Yeah, he's on Meritane. You know, what's weird is, like, my dog Jake, the rescue dog I have, he threw an ACL or tore an ACL or something about 5 years ago and got it repaired to the tune of, like,
$2,000. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then they said, well, you know, if one goes, chances are the other one's going to go.
Yep.
Well, about a year later, the other one goes. And I make the executive decision, look, it's an old dog. I'm not going to get it fixed. And here it is, you know, 5, 6 years later.
He's
limping around because I didn't fix his ACL.
Just looking sideways at you?
Yes. I feel horrible.
Cheap bastard.
You know, we had our vet goes, he goes, I don't typically, because we did the same thing with Jordan with ACL. He's like, you know, we have a place that does this that we send him to. He's like, I don't typically do ACLs. He goes, but...
I'd like to experiment on yours.
Exactly. And I go, well, what do you charge? He goes, probably about half of what it would be for the other one. I go, yeah, she's all yours.
Yeah.
Put like a coat hanger in there.
Yeah. Just splint it with something in there.
Good as new. All right. You have the Rant Reunion featuring Mike Reiner. And it will continue from...
It's like a rap. It's like a rap song.
Starring Mike Reiner.
Featuring. And we're live from Dogtoberfest at Coyote Drive-In, just north of downtown Fort Worth. Coming up next, let's talk about the field trip that Mike and I had to the House of Blues this week. It is straight up 11 o'clock. This is the Orphanage / Rant Reunion. I'm Dave. I'm joined by Gordon, Corby, and Mike Reiner. We are at Dogtoberfest at Coyote Drive-In, just north of downtown Fort Worth. It's brought to you by Corona Light, also presented by Pawtree Custom Dog Nutrition. And we should probably mention Fruitables Vet Science and Metro Animals.
Doo-doo.
There's a pet look-alike contest at 11:30. There's the running of the Chihuahuas at 1. The Coyote Drive-In concession stand is open.
People can I make a suggestion to the promo crew? They need to put a ticket sign in the turn-in, because the sign is really small for Coyote Drive-In right there off of whatever the main road is.
Hmm.
It's
critiquing other
jobs. Yeah, you might get lost.
Right, somebody do something.
That's not an awful idea.
Corby said to do it, so somebody do something.
I just found it, it was a little bitty sign. If you don't know where you're going, you're going to get lost.
Or you can just put it in your smartphone, and if you're not rich enough to have a smartphone, we don't want you here. Wow.
It's Dave Lane.
Guess we are trying to appeal to an affluent demographic.
All right, so I teased the fact that there was a big two-night bill at House of Blues this week, and I was fortunate enough to coattail on the great Mike Reiner, who used his Foundation Room connections to get us in to Erasure.
Did you guys helicopter from the station over there?
No.
It's like 30 feet.
We met out front, and we skipped the opener. We just pounded vodka.
Right.
We pounded vodka in the Foundation Room, and then we went into the main hall, and we saw Erasure, Andy Bell and Vince Clark, and we were just talking in the break because you were trying to, Corby, put the picture in the frame. So Vince Clark founded Depeche Mode. Then he left Depeche Mode and formed Yaz with Alison Moyet, and they did like two records. And then he formed Erasure with Andy Bell, and they've been doing that since like 85.
And this is all going on in the 80s, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know that guy was Depeche Mode.
Yeah, he was one of the founding members of Depeche Mode.
Why did he leave that?
I guess it was like creative differences. He was only on the first record, and then he split off, wanted to do his own thing, and Depeche Mode kind of became more Martin Gore's baby.
How did he not get sick in the 80s?
Hey, didn't Martin Gore attempt suicide?
I don't know. Did he?
I believe he did.
Like early on?
And No. This was like 5 years ago. Look it up real quick. You got a computer system.
I do.
Google it.
I will Google it.
You like websites?
I do like websites.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Martin Gore tried to commit suicide. I don't think he was successful. He's still alive, right?
Yes. Okay. They just put out a record like a year and a half ago.
And then, you may know her. Remember, a friend of ours married one of those dudes in Depeche Mode. Name the guys in Depeche Mode.
David Gahan.
Franny.
No.
More.
Alan Wilder.
No.
Ethan.
Oh, God, what's the guy that... He's not in the band anymore.
Andy Morton Summers.
Freely?
Morton Freely?
Not Morton Freely.
Morton. Morton Freely.
What's the dude's name? Martin Gore. Who's the second guy? I mean,
David Gahan.
No.
Martin Fletcher.
Gunner, no.
Gunnar Masterson.
Maybe. Give me band members. Come on.
Zimmer.
Who married him?
Glom Morley.
You remember Suzanne Boisvert? I don't know if you knew her. She was friends with Ricky Haas.
No.
Okay, so
I don't think I did.
No.
But I remember Ricky Haas.
And she married.
So current members, Andy Fletcher, Dave Gahan, Martin Gore, past members, Vince Clark, and Alan Wilder.
So just Depeche Mode.
So just five dudes. Maybe you're confused.
Man.
I don't see anything about
Martin Gore. This is Depeche Mode.
Yeah. I'm not seeing anything about Martin Gore trying to off himself.
Go down everywhere.
Go down?
Well, I guess it doesn't matter, but...
Sure you're not thinking about Dead or Alive?
No.
Boy, have you seen pictures of that dude?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You're not about to...
All right, you're burying the lead
away.
Here. You're all burying the lead.
Oh, by the way, Corby, I did not...
Donovan's looking good.
I did not bring a State Fair turkey leg.
I thought Dave maybe like...
To Erasure.
He got hungry during the show, and he pulls out from underneath his shirt a giant Renaissance Fair turkey leg.
Why? Because he's trying to self-medicate?
Just carries it around with him.
I have so many feelings to eat.
You're a gnar. You just kind of...
Okay, that's the Dead or Alive singer now.
Holy mackerel.
Whoa.
He turned into a girl?
Jeez.
A little bit of work. Little bit of work done. Pete Burns is that dude's name.
Oh, plump.
Man.
All right, this is driving me nuts on that Depeche Mode thing.
Yeah, so this was kind of an adventure for you, Mike.
Yes, it was.
You weren't sure how many songs you would know, and you ended up knowing probably more than I did.
Yeah, probably about half of them I've heard before.
They played for 90 minutes.
Did they play new stuff?
For me. Yeah, they just put out a new record, and they played a couple of new songs. I mean, everything, you know, when you're a pure synth band like they are, you know, Vince Clark, he had his little keyboard rig and a laptop. Most of his stuff was programmed, but he would play like a melody line on his little keyboard, or he would play acoustic guitar here and there. But everything kind of starts sounding the same.
They're a one-trick pony for sure, but it's a pretty good trick, man.
Yeah. So the new stuff was meh, but it's amazing how many hits they had.
Okay, Dave Gahan was the lead singer, right?
Yeah.
Okay, he's the one who tried to commit suicide.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Martin Gore was the one that was married to our friend.
Which friend was that?
Is a girl named Suzanne Boisvert used to come out to see our band.
Oh, okay.
She was part of our band scene. And she married Martin Gore. I think they got divorced a few years ago.
No? Okay.
They stayed married for a couple decades, I think.
Boy, you must have had all kinds of incredible women coming out to see your band.
Yeah, that's a good one right there. Suzanne was a great one. And then Ricky Haas.
Yes.
Good Lord.
The great Ricky Haas.
I know it. I never was fortunate, though. I made Ricky Haas cry.
Well, that's a good.
That's back when you were confrontational.
You made everybody cry.
I know. That was back when that was my goal, to make the world cry.
Yeah. Back when...
Boy, you were really good at it.
When Gordon would have, like, two Miller Lights and then start...
Just start pushing buttons.
Just start circling like a vulture looking for the weakest member of the group.
Someone who exhibited some sign of weakness.
Yes.
He'd be terrible now with the high alcohol beers.
Oh, yeah. If it was craft beer, Gordon.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Are they higher in alcohol than the
other ones? Oh, yeah. Like,
they're like three times.
Temptress is like 8-9%.
Regular beer is like
3.5%.
What is IPA? What does that
India
mean?
India Pale
exactly?
Ale. It's just a style of beer.
They're so good.
And don't they have higher alcohol content than?
Well, depending on what you get,
they all vary.
The craft beers all have higher alcohol content. That's what makes it so fun.
Your Bud Light, Miller Light is like what, 4.5, something like that?
3.6, 3.7.
That's more like Oklahoma beer, isn't it?
I don't think so. I think it's like 3.2 and 3.7.
It's like near beer compared to this other stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
But that was my problem was I was whiskey too. It was always whiskey associated with the beer.
Are you an angry whiskey drunk?
You know, they say, experts will say, that it does not matter the type of alcohol, that it does not affect your mood differently.
That's not true, because tequila makes people insane.
See, that's what I think, too. It's like whiskey would always make me mean.
Yeah.
I would get mean on whiskey.
Is a beer the equivalent of a shot, essentially?
Yeah, I think like 2 ounces of liquor is equivalent to one beer.
Okay, I'm telling you, if you have 6 tequila shots and 6 Bud Lights, there's a different feeling.
Yeah. Well, especially, I mean, you can't drink 6 Bud Lights in less than like an hour, even if you're pounding them. But if you can easily drink 6 tequila shots in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And good Lord, watch out.
So at this show, I asked Mike this. I'm curious about the crowd there. Do you think it was more our age than anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I think probably the median age was around 40, 45.
I just wonder because are the kids into them at all? Like the 22, 25-year-old? Like at Widespread last night, there were, you know, a bunch of 20-somethings there. And
no, I didn't see very – you know, the element – in the crowd that was the youngest were the Asians. I did see a number, like, gaggles of Asian kids.
That's weird. Why?
I don't know.
Was there a math thing going on? Or?
Yeah. I think they showed upstairs in the Cambridge room, they were having a SAT class.
They showed up expecting to see a huge old-timey synthesizer back there with patch cords and everything.
That's right.
You know?
They had like a 30-foot abacus that the kids were working on.
But yeah, it was
some hologram anime star on stage.
It was probably split 50-50. Like the majority of the two biggest elements of the crowd were the gay man and then the 40-something woman.
Boy, I bet
and
you
they
two
both were going equally nuts.
Don't you think these two look like the pair?
Did you think the
old queen?
Yeah, I looked like
his young bear.
His young bear.
Yes.
Now, did you think the gay element was as strong as you expected it to be and as noticeable as you expected it to be?
I didn't, you know, it wasn't as flamboyant and over the top. I mean, it's not like I expected to see dudes making out. And Andy
you
Bell.
You hoping?
Yeah, I was hoping.
Yeah, I was hoping.
Andy Bell.
I was hoping I'd be one.
Andy Bell had basically two costumes. He came out wearing
He used to wear the tutu. He used to wear the the chartreuse tutu.
Yeah. He wasn't that over the top, but he wore kind of spandex pants and a tight shirt, and then he had a sparkly coat and tails, or a hat.
Or top hat and
top
tails.
Hat and tails.
Yeah.
Now he's been AIDS free since '83, right?
That's not necessarily the slogan of the tour, but...
And then about halfway through, he went back...
T-shirt.
He went back and had his costume change, and he came back out in sequined black hot pants and a Debbie Harry T-shirt with the sleeves cut off.
Wow. God!
Sleeveless, Corby.
Ugh. And he, you know, he's in...
Corby hates sleeveless.
He's in pretty...
Sleeves,
Andy
people.
Bell's in pretty good shape. Like it looks like he does curls on the bus, but then he's got a little... You know, aging queen Buddha belly. So he's prancing around doing his aerobic moves with his little gut hanging out.
I heard they had to pump his stomach later that night. That's why it was so
swollen. That's an old wives' tale.
That's why it was so distended.
Yeah, it was distended.
They had 20 dudes in there.
20 dude IPAs.
That's on his rider in the green room. He needs 20 dudes lined up.
20 different kinds of stuff in him.
I don't know if you guys have ever been to a show with Davey, but I couldn't tell the whole time if he was digging it or not.
What? That's like sex.
Because he's very flatlined during these
things. Full disclosure, I had a really bad day.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
What happened?
I took a full revolution around the drain that day.
Oh, no. What happened?
It's no big deal.
Is it relationship stuff or financial stuff?
Let's just move on.
Drunk Gordon, leave alone.
So
wait, what's going on, man? We can't tell us.
What do you
tell everyone on the air? Air all of your problems on the Metroplex airwaves. No, so I was not in a party mood,
right?
And you know,
because of a woman or because of is it money or? What?
And I told you beforehand that it was like a nostalgia trip for me.
Yeah.
I was never an Erasure fan back in the day. I know I have the reputation of being gay 80s Dave, but Erasure was the line for me.
See?
That they were...
Even he had a line.
They were too gay.
Yes, you had told me that before, that's pretty much the cutoff point
for that
you.
Back in real time, back in the late 80s, early 90s, when they were going strong, couldn't do it. Didn't own any Erasure albums. Just I heard them on the radio because the Edge played them back then. But, you know, it just wasn't my thing. But, you know, now 20, 25 years on, it was just fun to see. It was, you know, it's a nostalgia thing.
Catchy songs.
They do. They, I mean.
And they sure suck.
And, you know.
I wrote all a song, never even released them.
Full credit to Vince Clark for...
Oh, Vince Clark sucks.
He sucks.
For being a founding member of Depeche Mode, and Erasure.
I could have done it, chose not to, didn't want to sell out.
This sucks.
Charting and having hits with three
charting.
With three. Can we say that?
I don't know.
With three different bands, that's
pretty good, man.
That's phenomenal, man.
Yeah, I feel like I've had a nice 80s history lesson today. I had no idea of any of that.
I didn't know that about him.
Yeah.
So did you end up having a fun night, though? Did you wash away the tears?
Yeah, it was a fun night.
Because of the girl thing?
And then... shut up. And then afterwards, Mike was like, Is that industrial? And I was like, no. So I sat in my car for 15 minutes looking up YouTube videos and texting Mike YouTube videos of other stuff to watch.
Oh, no.
Gay synth pop and industrial are two very different things.
Yes, and now I understand that because of Davey.
The last thing he sent was this big bald guy with a ball gag, nude, just sitting there in the corner.
Last thing he sent Mike was a picture of him, a selfie with a gun to his head.
Thanks for a great last night on Earth.
With two signs.
Thanks for a wonderful last night.
Two little cardboard signs that said girl and money.
Yeah.
All right. More crap next.
By the way, okay.
Horrible.
Broadcasting.
Wow. Hit the post.
Wow.
Look at that.
It's 11:20-something.
That's a pro there, man.
On Sports Radio 1310 at 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
You just proved your weekday talent now.
That's true. It had nothing to do with me, but it was pure luck based on when the liner was hit and when I hit that.
No, no, no. That's a pro. That is the work of a pro, man.
Man, we are should have never given up that dog. I let George have that dog. That's a good-looking dog.
Yeah, George is here with his dog. Norm is here with his dog. Everybody's here. I just saw Cirque du Soleil. They're getting ready to do their show at noon. Donnie is here. I've seen Bob Sturm. And we have Gordon, Corby, and Mike Reiner on the Fake Orphanage, Fake Rant reunion.
Corny.
It's Coyote Drive-In, just north of downtown Fort Worth off of Commerce. Plug it into your map. There's an off-leash area. There's lots of stuff coming up, including the running of the Chihuahuas at 1 o'clock. Brought to you by
Are you guys going to run with the Chihuahuas, or is it too dangerous? Here you may slip. Gord.
Yeah, I don't want to get gored again by a Chihuahua.
Pawtree Custom Dog Nutrition and Coyote Drive-In.
What is that? What's George's dog's name, that one?
He named him Hank. When he was with me, he was called Spotted Dog.
Is that what he named his band after?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Show enough.
The Bird Dogs.
And now he's named him Hank?
Yeah.
After his color guy on North Texas football?
I'm sorry? You talking about Hank Aaron?
His African-American friend that he does the games with?
Mike, it's a different time now.
We're not back at the drive-in in the Rambler.
I said color, not colored.
Oh.
Whoa. Mark.
Whoa. God.
He doesn't care. He's on his victory lap.
Yeah.
You think he gives a damn anymore?
He's right.
How many times did you hear the word "that colored fella" whenever you were in the 50s and 60s?
I can't count as many.
You know, I heard the same story from my grandpa every year at Thanksgiving.
Let me tell you something, Davey.
No, he wasn't country. He was from the old country. He came over on
a boat. Let me tell you, Davey.
No.
Here's a story for you.
He came over on a boat from England. And they moved to a brand new, at the time, like post-Depression, I guess it was, giant apartment complex, you know, like 10 city blocks or something.
Full of immigrants and Ebola?
Yeah, full of immigrants.
Your grandmother was a two-bit floozy.
A what?
Two-bit floozy.
A two-bit floozy.
But his story was the same every year.
Are you saying Grandma was a tube of floozy?
Now, is this real grandfather or a fake one?
Adopted grandfather on my mother's side. Adopted mother.
So father. Basically, completely unrelated.
You know, you're not even real.
You're not part of us.
The bloodline.
But he would say, when we first moved into Parkchester, it was beautiful. You could walk the streets at night. You could eat off the park benches. And then the coloreds moved in.
Oh, my gosh.
So you would tell me every year.
Every year.
That was the Christmas story.
Yeah.
Gather around.
Instead of reading about the manger scene out
just
loud.
Anytime there was a lull
family.
In conversation at the Thanksgiving dinner table. Did I ever tell you about Parkchester?
Gather around for the story of the colored people.
Oh, my gosh. Stop.
Saturday.
Hey, Donnie.
Huh.
What up, Holmes?
What was the point of? Oh yeah, your dad's
just
a racist.
Want to say that.
No, Grandpa.
Oh,
may he rest in peace.
How did he die?
Just old age.
How old was your oldest grandparent when they died?
Fake grandparent?
Yeah, your fake grandparents. Do you know your real grandparents? Did you ever connect there?
Nah. Well, I mean, I know my real parents.
You did find that out.
Yeah. Well, I've met real mom. Haven't met real dad, but I've talked to him on email.
Did real mom and dad, were they married?
No.
Where's real mom now?
In New York still.
And real dad's up there too?
Yeah, I believe he's in New York.
They were hook up?
They've spoken.
David, I want you to come home.
Where have you been, son?
He just lost his wife recently, so.
We certainly wish him. Well, so. He's available for your real mom now.
Yeah, so maybe they'll hook up all these years later.
Is real mom married to someone?
She is divorced.
What is real dad?
Whoa. Would that be like, because every kid wants their parents together.
Right. All these years later, I'll just move in with them?
Yes.
Yeah, get it all back together.
Finally get the
Let's
real
give
childhood.
Let's give this a try, man.
Was real dad open to meeting you or talking to you?
A little standoffish. Uh-oh. His late wife was much more open.
Really?
She was extremely cool to me.
She thought you were hot.
Hey, Davey.
She was extremely
cool
to me.
Come on over here. She tried to do the peanut butter trick with you.
Here, you're on the radio, big boy.
She call you big boy?
No.
Look at that, bitch. You got a hog down there.
I got something for you.
Good God.
You like mommy?
Look at this.
You like mommy pudding?
Bet you like some mommy pudding, wouldn't you? Huh?
I make it fresh daily.
Look at that. You got a race car down there, and I got a garage for it.
Vroom, vroom.
Looks like you revved up. Why don't you stroke that piston?
Gross! Gross!
I got a fresh bottle of Pennzoil.
See, look at him. I'm well lubed. I got some 30 weight down there.
Oh, man.
Only synthetic for you.
So would you have hooked up with her?
What? No.
Well, you're not related to her.
She's like 40
years
old.
Like, that's crazy.
For one, she is deceased.
I'm talking about when she was still alive.
Barely, though.
Yes. Like she needed the infusion of your life force to keep her going. Which
no, she's my
you are her ray of hope.
That's right.
Fake adopted.
Mommy. She is a stranger to you.
Yeah, but still, that's just gross and creepy.
I don't know.
In some worlds, maybe. Yeah.
Turn of the century, man.
So, did your dad have other children?
Yeah, yeah.
How many halves? How old were
they when they had you, or when she had you?
She was like 19. He was like 26.
So how many halves do you have on your dad's side, and how many halves on your mom's side?
Two halves on mom's side.
So that's a whole.
Yes, and I'm not even sure the exact number on dad's side, like six or seven.
Oh, he was kind of Johnny Appleseeding it.
Yeah,
spread his seed everywhere.
They had a lot.
We know what Johnny Appleseed means.
Do you remember Johnny Appleseed?
Yes, the story of how apples grew across our country.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with that story.
So, yeah, okay, did you feel like that was settled, though, once you kind of met?
Yeah, it's done. It's fine.
You didn't want a relationship, really?
No, I mean, I talk to birth mom every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know.
Because Danny goes up to Boston now and, like, gets money from his real mom.
Yeah, he totally extorts them for money.
Yeah. Give me more money,
or I'm going public.
You owe me.
What about Danny's real dad?
Oh, real dad.
Yeah, I don't know if he's found him. Has he?
No, I don't think he's attempted to.
But, I mean, he knows who it is, right? His real mom is
Yes,
holding.
He knows who it is. He knows who it is. And I think it was like a one-night stand.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. That's hot.
Right?
Yeah, there were a lot of those back then.
But he got fairly close with his birth mom and birth
he goes up
sister.
There every year now. And I think they come down here and stuff. The more intriguing part of that familial scene, though, is the
three ways.
The dad, the Phil.
Yeah,
who?
His
the one that
adopted
him.
Father. That
yeah,
raised
who
until
went out
he was,
for cigarettes.
Yeah, never came back. And Danny has not spoken or seen him since he went out for smokes.
God, that's horrible.
I had a neighbor that did that.
Really?
Yeah.
They went out for cigarettes
and never came back.
Didn't this happen when Danny was at an impressionable age too?
Yeah, he was like eight or nine.
God, that just. Man,
sorry.
That tears you up.
Yeah, look at him. Now everything sucks.
Well, now he owns a bar.
He hates the world and tries to drink it away at the same time.
Like it could be, he is so easily psychoanalyzed. Like when he goes and sees a therapist, it just goes back to Phil, and then they just stop right there. Well, we know your problems. Get out. It's all Phil.
Yeah, we know your problems, and we can't fix them.
Right. Sorry, bud.
You're totally screwed.
Yeah. Keep drinking. It's the only way out.
Yeah, drink it away.
So, but yours and Danny's birth parents weren't the same, right?
No.
It's a different deal.
Weird.
Not every adopted child is from the same set of estranged parents. You idiot.
I'm just trying to learn.
That was a good question. He has real parents, so.
Yeah, he can't identify.
I'm an actual U.S. citizen,
so I can't
identify with them.
My parents are still together, and they love each other, so I don't even know.
Have you applied for citizenship? Like, do you want to take the test and everything?
Yes.
You should.
I would love to.
You'd be awesome here.
Yes.
People would love you.
maybe my life would turn around.
Become one of us.
If I could only vote.
Everything's so good with us.
Yeah, it was great having real parents.
They're so nice.
I know. My life's been nothing but a grand slam because of
every day is so easy.
I mean, it's just easy. Just money just flows into my life.
Oh, man.
I just wake up happy with a spring in my step.
No, gosh. And you have to wake up every day with the scarlet A for adoption on your torn T-shirt.
Just pulling it over, looking in the mirror.
With your adopted half mom in New York hitting on you all the time.
Whoa.
All right. We got to go.
Does she ever send you selfies?
We're going to break.
She's dead.
It's ridiculous. Hey, Ticket Good. This is a orphanage/rant live from Dogtoberfest at Coyote Drive-In, brought to you by Corona Light, Coyote Drive-In, and Pawtree Custom Dog Nutrition. I am joined by Gordon Keith and now by Craig Miller.
And thank you, Craig.
Twitter is exploding.
Twitter has spoken. The reviews are coming in. This comes to us from Arthur Two Sheds Jackson. The rant equals greatness, less Corby Douchinson.
Oh, well.
That's he just put his headset back
that's
on.
That's not my name.
So, guess they don't like Corby. But it wait till you hear this segment.
That's right.
Corby really ramped up. Prove himself.
By the way, I am noted weekend spare Dave Lane. For those of you tuning in because of all the promos and the emails and texts, Dogtoberfest, tune in, listen to your favorite hosts, and me. So,
Craig.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you did not bring Lucy out here, did you?
No, she
doesn't like people or dogs, does she?
Not really. She also vomited this morning, and it was very disturbing.
Uh-oh, why?
Because she fell over, then vomited, while laying on her side.
My goodness.
And I immediately thought of that Breaking Bad scene where Walt just watched the girl choke on her own vomit. And
yeah.
I thought I was going to have to roll my own dog over, because for a moment she went on her back.
Yeah.
And but I was there.
Did you think about if she rolled over on her back, you were going to go right her, and then you take a step back?
Yes.
And realize she's witnessed too much, and she needs to go ahead and pass away?
Yes, that almost happened.
Did you have to get two fingers and scoop the vomit out of her?
Two-finger scoop?
No. Luckily, it didn't come to that.
Dave, did you watch Breaking Bad, right?
Yes.
Corby?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For all Breaking Bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was about to start Orange Is the New Black.
Did you
anybody
binge
seen that?
Did you binge it like Craig? Or were you up on top of it?
I was on top of that one. That one was an every week one for me.
Did you enjoy the... I haven't talked to you since you watched the finale. I mean, were you happy with the way it ended?
Thank you for asking. And
spoiler alert.
Yeah, I was fine with the ending.
Yeah.
I detest Walt.
He's the only person I know that completely hates Walt.
I didn't turn on him completely.
I didn't either.
I always kind of wanted him to get out of it.
Yeah.
Not me. I
had such Stockholm syndrome with him that I wanted him to escape.
But I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
That third to the last episode.
Oh, man, that was great.
The most amazing hour of television I've ever watched.
Is that the one when Hank got shot?
Yes.
Okay.
Everything happened during that one. It was also the fight between Walt and Skyler and Walt Jr.
Yes.
It was so damn
tense.
That
was the most tense scene I've ever seen on television.
Was that also the phone call? Remember when he's on the phone with Skyler and he knows they're listening? And he, when he abducts the baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my. That is unbelievable, that episode.
But it was brilliant how he got out of that.
Mm-hmm.
With leaving the baby at the fire station.
Right.
And basically, I guess, Skyler kind of understood the subtext. So she wouldn't be implicated. He was kind of throwing her under the bus.
Wow. When he took that baby, I just remember being so
tense,
man. Damn it.
That scene when he takes a baby and then when Walt Jr. finds out that everything's going on, I mean, I was like,
the scales fall from Walt Jr.'s eyes and he sees the monster that his dad really is. He's been taking his side the whole time.
Awesome. So last night I started The Wire.
Oh, really?
First two episodes.
I'm too intimidated. I want to, but I just haven't.
I've been intimidated, too, but I like it.
Good.
I'm going to stay with it.
It's incredible. Like, once you get really rolling on it and everything, it's so good.
Better than Breaking Bad?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
Absolutely not.
All right, but I'm going to stop watching.
Orange Is the New Black. Any good?
Anything that's not as good as Breaking Bad, you're done.
I'm out.
Orange is the New Black is okay.
Also yeah, started.
It's better for chicks.
Also started the Jeffersons season one. I'm gonna
good
binge
idea.
Watch. Binge watch.
Good
Corby,
idea.
Do you think the Cowboys Giants game will be better than Breaking Bad?
No,
I'm out.
Okay, that I wanted to ask because Gordon is a noted sports savant. And I wanted to know.
Not entirely a compliment, I don't think.
Well, you know, you snipe. Every once in a while, you have a sports opinion.
Yeah.
And you're usually right.
Thank you very much for knowing that.
So, do you find that the Giants game tomorrow is a trap game? What's your pick?
I have no feel on tomorrow's game.
No feel whatsoever.
No. Is Eli still quarterback of
yeah,
the Giants?
But they just got shut out by the Eagles, embarrassed.
Oh.
So no feel would be the same feel that he's had for the previous 200 Cowboys games?
Right.
You're just jealous because I predicted the demise of Troy Aikman, the downfall of Eddie Belfour, the Jack Voigt game-tying home run.
I'm going to right now predict the demise of every athlete currently participating because at some point,
yes, eventually
they will fall
it will
off.
Happen.
Yes.
Uh-oh, Van. Mabel. Mabel. Come here, girl.
How'd you come up with the name Mabel?
Dog.
That was the wife who did that.
How did she come up with
it? I don't know.
No, she's wanting a headset.
Hi, Mabel.
Can we get her a...
yeah. I don't know. I have no idea. She just said, you like Mabel? And I said, yeah, that's fine. Okay. So we went with it. I don't know where she... It's like an old-timey grandma name.
Yeah.
But whatevs.
Should have named her Ruth. Or Esther.
Ruth.
Gertrude.
We went to college with a girl named Ruth, and it was like she hated her name so much. I think it may be making a comeback now.
Man,
though.
I don't know if I've ever known a girl named Ruth.
She was hot, too.
I don't think I have either.
I grew up with a Ruthie.
Yeah.
Yeah, if
I grew up Ruthieing.
No, that's roofieing.
Oh. Okay.
If a girl's hot, she can get away with whatever for a name.
I know that's right, yo.
Yeah.
He's been watching Breaking Bad.
Is he going to start talking like that all the time on the morning
hey,
show?
He
talking
already
like
has.
Jesse?
Drives me nuts.
Are we cooking tonight or what, yo?
He's always asking if we're going to cook tonight, if we're going to do another cook.
The worst is when he does it in text.
Yeah.
It doesn't really resonate in text.
It's science, yo.
I know.
Okay, now explain this to me. Texas Rangers baseball shirt, and it's a Prince symbol.
Prince Fielder?
Is that what it is? That's the tie-in?
That's my guess.
Huh.
Where?
Right, talking to Mike.
Behind Mike.
Oh, okay.
I guess that's kind of funny if that's what it is.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to content, Davey. You have us the show.
Yeah.
Let's start the show.
This show's almost over.
Where's Hints from Heloise? Jeez.
We're about to go to break.
That is the worst thing ever, Hints from Heloise.
No, it's an automatic segment kill.
God.
It's read and react. It's just like stupid Muse in the News.
No, it's actually current stuff.
What
Muse in the News.
What a second-grade argument that is.
Stupid Muse in the News.
Jerk.
It's household hints instead of German guys having sex with corpses.
I'm sorry? Which one of those is more interesting?
Well, one of those is more family-friendly, seeing
That's
as
true.
How this is a family
household
event.
Hints versus those German guys having sex with corpses.
Hey, whoa.
Hey, kids.
I don't know what I'd choose.
Would you do
for.
That if you were German?
Yeah, probably.
Like for a million Deutschmark, would you do it?
Bitch.
Is that money? Are you money?
Yes, that is money.
I'm money, yo.
Are you have money?
Yeah, I would.
So look around. I want you to look at all these people here. They're all going to be dead one day.
Yeah.
Yep, not this guy.
And
we're all going to die.
I don't know about that.
And will any of them count?
I don't know.
Are you going to count the most of everyone here?
When I die?
Yes.
No, I have the general feeling that I've squandered my life.
Okay. of everyone at Coyote Drive-In right now, who gets the biggest obit in the paper?
Mabel.
Mabel's the least likely to get an obit
in
the paper.
Mike?
Because he's a Radio Hall of Famer, or Norm?
Mike, because he started the ticket.
I bet you Norm would.
Yeah, I think Norm, because he has more of a national reputation.
Yeah.
Because he's done all the ESPN crap back
Mike
in the day.
Mike started the most successful radio outfit this city has ever seen. Norm's a part of it.
Truth.
Yeah, but Norm just seems like he would get more coverage in the morning news.
Well, let's kill them both.
Yeah, let's have a contest.
Right.
Well, we are going to kill Mike at Ticket Stock. We're going to raffle off a chance for a P1 to put a bullet in his brain.
That's the way he's going to go out?
Uh-huh.
Well, Mike needs to sunscreen his bald spot. Look how red it is. Look at that.
Wow. Oh, my God.
It's like a perfect circle, too. It's awesome.
It is. It's like a crop circle.
It's like a newborn's bottom.
What if he could excrete through that, like a newborn's bottom?
Like a whale spout?
Yeah, but a whale spout of excrement.
You remember?
You'd just be walking along, and all of a sudden you'd see it.
You remember the hypothetical? We had an old board op on the old Sports Princess nighttime show a million years ago. You remember, Gordon? No.
Scott Baum?
Yes.
Yeah.
Corby.
What about him?
And
it's not good.
Oh. Yeah, K-State is up, what, 17 to nothing?
Hey, Dill.
It is the actual same game.
Yes, K-State.
The same game.
That Hey, Dill came from?
Uh-huh.
I'm just getting a lot of negative texts from our friends.
I'll update you. You guys,
friends or people trying to spoil it for you?
Frenemies.
Uh-huh. But, yeah, Scott, we theorized that Scott had a crush on the sports princess.
Uh-huh.
And we gave him the hypothetical that, would he still like her if he found out that her hair was a wig and she actually had like 5 weeping anuses on her scalp?
Wow. I used to be part of that kind of radio.
No, this wasn't on the air.
Oh, well, then why are you bringing it to the air? Jeez, man.
Who knows these people anymore?
The name of my band, Five Weeping Anuses.
You were just talking about Mike whale spouting diarrhea from his bald spot.
What? What are you talking about?
There's no love strong enough to survive that.
No.
No way.
Even the hottest girl in the world. Davey's real into hot girls, so...
Well,
they're not into me.
Right.
Who's not into hot girls?
Well, but I mean, Dave will dedicate a lifetime of misery to that cause.
We all have.
So, if you had the hottest girl in the world, but she had that.
That condition.
Now,
no.
Because you're very interested in arm candy, when you're out on the town, everyone thinks you're with a hot girl.
No one knows.
But at home, the wig comes off and the weeping starts.
Right. Unless, like, it weeps through her wig and she has streaks in her hair.
Let's say you're guaranteed not to have diarrhea streaks in the hair.
And every night, though, she takes the wig off and she looks at you and says, "Make it stop, Dave."
Yeah, and she's crying.
"Make the weeping stop."
And the weeping is just all over your Tempur-Pedic pillows.
Yeah, you have to change pillows every night.
Yeah.
But then you walk out and she's all hot and stuff.
Right. So what do you do, Dave?
Inputs?
No, they're not.
Yeah, couldn't do it.
Wow.
He had to think, though.
Yeah, he sure did.
About the girl with 5 anuses on her head. He thought about it.
All right, stay tuned for more from Dogtoberfest.
Which was the sports princess in the original one?
Yes, it was the sports princess.
The Ticket and Texas Motor Speedway. The Ticket.
It's more or less 12 o'clock on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. I am Dave, and I am proud to have brought you the Orphanage/Rant with guest stars Gordon, Corby, Mike Reiner, Craig Miller. And now at Dogtoberfest, brought to you by Corona Light and Coyote Drive-In in Fort Worth, we are joined by Cirque du Soleil, Mike and Cash.
Hey.
Back at full strength.
Hello.
Hi.
You guys are out here until... Two. There's 6. 2 more hours of this thing.
Was that more Erasure?
No, that was Yes.
I'm so sick of this.
Same guy, Vince Clark, but that was
all you
Yes.
guys, that's all you talk about. Brian and during their show, you guys. And I don't know any of these bands.
Just killing segments, bro.
That I hear.
Plural. Well, you're a lot younger. Aren't you 26, 27?
No,
I'm not.
Oh.
I'm 38, sir. I know I look young.
Oh, no.
My gorgeous head of hair and not big belly. No, I'm old.
Look at that blonde right there.
But I can't say I was in... Oh, yeah.
That's a little miracle for you, Davey.
Yeah, she's with a dude.
Yeah, but look at they're like right in front of the speaker. They're listening.
Yeah.
Storky.
I don't like the overly big glasses.
I bet your hair periods are so small and tasteful.
How about that?
What?
Like she just needs one cotton ball?
Just a dab.
Just a Q-tip.
God. Do we have an epidemic with the overly large sunglasses on these women?
Wonder how many women here are spotting.
Oh, God. I'm trying to... when I'm the one trying to help.
Where's a bloodhound when you need it?
Gosh. Go get him, boy. Get.
You guys are weird.
Just have him sniff a box of Kotex.
What is happening to radio right now?
You started it.
I did not ever.
100% you.
You just threw the match into the can of kerosene and walked away.
Tiptoe out of the room.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Oh, who is this?
Kara.
Kara who?
See? You're not going to talk to me? Hello? I'm Spotted.
No, you're
Dave.
Spotted.
Oh, Dave. Your little show.
Kerosene is spotting. Didn't think I would hear that today.
I'm glad I did.
This is why there's not a rant anymore.
Right here?
Yeah.
So seriously, what happened? How come you were in such a bad mood? Let's get into it for once and for all.
The public wants to know.
Cleanse yourself.
No.
Anyone who listened for 2 hours,
cleanse
that's
yourself
the one thing that they're thinking is, I wonder what was really
right.
up with Dave that day.
Corby spelled it out. I took the selfie in my car with one sign that said woman and one sign that said money. And the gun to my temple.
It's a tough one, pal.
What's a revolver taste like?
Kind of like aluminum foil.
Don't do it.
Well, do you actually tongue the barrel, or do you...
Yeah, what's your...
Yeah, just kiss.
Because you want to give as well
as receive.
Run the
end of your tongue along the rifling.
I scrape the roof of my mouth with the sight.
You're going to receive the sweet relief,
right.
So you want to give...
Gosh.
Pleasure to the gun.
Sad, desperate scene. Sawing on the roof of your mouth with the sight at the end of the revolver.
Yeah. So at least it hurts, even if you're not going to do
just
it.
Just so you can feel something one last time.
Yeah. You can't even succeed at this. At least you can make it hurt.
So what's on Budweiser today?
Budweiser.
It is a lot easier when you just jump on with Gordon.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the Budweiser video?
No.
Don't. Don't. He always throws it out there, and then people look it up. And they are disturbed for the rest of their lives.
Kind of the subject line, your priest wanted you to see this?
What about the...
Do you watch Boardwalk Empire?
No.
There's a total Bud Dwyer scene.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a guy, he's like the CEO of an investment firm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, right around the stock market crash.
Is this the season?
I need to see the face. I can't see the face too well.
Yeah, it was the season.
Those big glasses off. You look like Clint Howard.
It's the scene that firm that Nucky's wife went to go work for.
I haven't seen this season. It's all on my DVR.
Anyway,
are you going to kill it for me?
Well, I'm just saying it's total Bud Dwyer because he's got the whole
press conference.
No, it's like he's addressing the whole company.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're all in like the main.
Like it's a gangbang.
No, they're just all in like the main room of the company, and he's telling everybody that
I'm really not that interested in the story.
Yeah, I don't watch this show.
Never mind.
I just didn't know if you wanted.
When
to
does Erasure come on?
Right. Are they on after this?
Yeah. All right. So see you later.
No.
Well, what about
we gotta stay on time?
What about the radio?
Do you still have your website, lemonparty.org?
I've never gone.
It's
on
not
that
my
one.
Website, and don't go there.
I've meat spun just like everyone else, certainly.
Meatspin.com?
Right. I've made it about 150 in.
Congratulations on your success on that, by the way.
I don't have anything with any of these websites.
I have a t-shirt that said I made it 1,000 revolutions on meatspin.com.
On meatspin. 1,000. Oh, my God.
Gonna make it.
I don't even
everyone better than the last.
It does get better and better.
I don't even get the reference. What happens when
you
go
and you suddenly
there?
Lose interest.
No. This is my work computer. I'm not going to
just go there for work.
You mean
work.
your company assigned this to you?
Yeah.
You're at work right now. This is work.
No, my day job computer.
Well,
I don't want meatspin.com infecting my work computer.
Yeah, I'm sure that thing is pristine.
It is.
Come on.
For sure.
Do you have another one? Do you have like a home?
A burner?
Do you have a burner computer?
Yeah. No, I have my phone.
Do it on your phone.
That's what you look at adult stuff on your phone? There's something that's so sad about that to me.
Well, it's just always sad.
Davey in a parking lot looking at his phone. You know?
He's got one of those kinda things like Bob Dylan had for his harmonica so he can just kind of
look at it. Sit in front of your face like a harmonica stand.
That's not a bad gig.
Yeah. That needs to be invented.
Product.
All right, let's do that.
As you're working yourself over, you know,
and can have like
tongue kind of sneaks out as if you were going to participate,
and maybe like draping that hangs from the bottom of it.
You wear a smock in the parking lot where you don't.
Why am I
like
in
a lobster bib? A lobster bib.
Yeah, something to keep yourself.
Yeah, a lobster
clean.
Bib and a cone of shame. We'll get you all decked out.
And then iteration two, we can put little shock absorbers in it so it doesn't move with your movements.
Right.
Now, version two.
We had this discussion if you could do the thing to where you could please your own self with your
like acrobatically,
you know,
bend over.
Yeah, like hunch over.
Right.
If you could double over,
like Ron Jeremy,
would you do that?
He can do that, right?
Yeah, he can.
Really?
Would you do that?
No. No, I would not. That's a gay act.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't that weird that you consider that, but yet the manual
right,
way, you
fine.
Don't consider that a gay act?
Right.
Yeah, that's fine.
But why? What's the difference?
Let's talk about it.
And do you know that you can't do it?
Oh, yeah, I'm not flexible. I can't do that.
So you know that you can't?
No, I haven't tried, but I can guarantee
you,
it
can
would
you imagine
work.
The guilt that would fill you, among other things that would fill you, if you could do that?
Good God.
Wouldn't you just walk around with one of those dog right. cones on your neck
it's
where
it's circle
just
of
keep
life.
Yourself?
All right,
literally.
We have to go to break because there's a contest and we have to stay on time.
Okay.
Cirque du Soleil is coming up next from Dogtoberfest. It's at Coyote Drive-In in Fort Worth, and you guys are going to have Donnie on. You're going to have Bob Sturm on. You're
Norm
Hitzkin. Norm on.
And Lady Norm Hitzkin.
Ah. All of
debuting
that.
Debuting on the
all
radio.
All of that
I'm right
next
here. I'm Lady
on
Norm.
The ticket.